They couldn't even say it with a straight face. For the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. With bathroom laws and transgender celebrities, biology and chromosomes don't determine identity anymore, we're told. Self-perception does. But how far can we take this? Joseph Blackholm of the Family Policy Institute did an experiment to find out. He asked students at the University of Washington who said they're in favor of transgender bathroom access whether they would also affirm his identity as a 6'5" Asian woman. Now, Blackholm is very obviously none of those things, but the responses he got were stunning. As long as you're not hurting anyone, said most, be who you are. These students have been so brainwashed that they're willing to affirm obvious nonsense. But most laughed at themselves even as they said it. Why? Because they know it's not true. Even in the midst of so much cultural pressure, self-perception doesn't change reality. And it's a good reminder that Christians still have home court advantage because this is still God's world. And a few well-placed questions, as Blackholm demonstrated, can reveal nonsense for what it is. I'm John Stone Street.